We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
As you guys try to get ready for the fall, Dr. Hurley, how challenging has this year been for you and your staff as you try to adapt and put together a plan?
Well, that's a great question. It's certainly been challenging for all of us across the country, not just in higher ed. And if you think about this pandemic that, you know, the COVID-19 has created, it's really a first. It's a first, certainly for this generation. And we've never had a period of time in higher ed where every single institution was literally shuttered at the same time, meaning every institution over a period of essentially 2 weeks across the country was forced to convert their face-to-face, quote-unquote, normal instruction to some type of virtual mode. And so that was a challenge for us, and because less than half of our curriculum was online, right? So we are an institution that predominantly teaches in a face-to-face mode, even though we've been shifting toward hybrid learning, high-flex models, et cetera. We still are an institution that teaches face-to-face. And so that was an incredibly challenging time. I don't want to say difficult, just challenging time, but our faculty and staff did an excellent job of making that shift. Our students did an excellent job of adapting, accepting, and we got through it.
The fall semester is right around the corner. What is the plan right now for Tarleton State for this fall, Dr. Hurley?
Yeah, right now we are planning on returning essentially the third week of August. We start move-in dates with instruction shortly after. And so we are adapting a new model that much of higher ed is adapting and currently developing. And that's called a high-flex model or a hybrid model, as you've probably heard, Chris. So this hybrid model will ensure that all of our face-to-face classes that are offered face-to-face, every single student would have an opportunity to see their faculty member at least once per week. So if you had a Tuesday-Thursday class, for example, the student would have the opportunity to sit in the classroom on a Tuesday. So half of the classroom, for example, would be in the class on Tuesday. The other half of that class would be watching via Zoom, which is called a synchronous model. And that synchronous model is watching live teaching. So you're learning in a live format. You're just not physically sitting in the classroom. You're in your dorm room or you're at the library or you're wherever you want to be watching that session. And then on Thursday, that would just flip. The other half would be face-to-face and the other part of the class would be learning virtually.
What are you hearing from your faculty and your students? Are they eager to get back on campus, especially after the spring semester was cut short?
Absolutely. And that's a driver for us. We have conducted a lot of surveys. Our provost is conducting surveys with our faculty members now. We want to be cautious. And let me start by saying, even though we are planning on resuming a full face-to-face model, the new normal, Chris, as you know, will change. And so how we create social distancing in each classroom, how we create campus-wide social distancing, certainly we're going to highly recommend that students, faculty, and staff wear face masks. And we don't know. I mean, right now, as you know, we're under a governor's order to wear face masks in public settings. And that order could very well still be in place. And if so, then we would require face masks to be worn at all times because we are a public entity. But I can tell you with certainty that our students crave being back on campus. They crave that face-to-face instruction and interaction that they have with their faculty and staff. And most of our faculty do as well. We want to be cautious and ensure that we protect the most vulnerable. We do have faculty members that may have pre-existing health conditions that we have to be very cautious to ensure that we're protecting their safety and health and well-being. And that's the premise behind all of this. Everything that we do and have done, it's with the utmost thought around and planning around ensuring that the health and well-being of all Texans.
Is it more challenging, that planning process, say, for example, for the Fort Worth campus as opposed to the Stephenville campus, just because one is in a higher populated area?
It really is. And so we have campuses, we have essentially six campuses, and from Waco to Rellis to Midlothian, from Stephenville, our main campus here in Stephenville, to Fort Worth, and then we have our global online. And so each of those campuses have very unique circumstances and unique structure around. For example, our Midlothian and Waco campuses, for example, we're at the mercy of community colleges because those facilities are shared facilities, rented space, if you will, from community colleges. And so we would kind of abide by their guidelines. And so Fort Worth is a standalone facility that we own, but the orders, right, from the county judge or the mayor could vary from Erath County. And so we have to balance, local orders and ensure that we're adhering to those. And so it is. It's incredibly challenging. And the numbers of positive COVID-19 tests in Tarrant County are far exceed what we have here in Erath County. So the dynamics look very different.
And finally, do you think, Dr. Hurley, that things will ever go back to the way they were in early 2020 before COVID-19 came along when it comes to how you operate the university?
I do, Chris, and I know I may be in the minority, and here's why. If we go back and we think about any period in history that created unrest, it created kind of a mindset of there will be a new normal moving forward. And if we think back to 9/11, the tragedy that occurred, a lot of us would have predicted, and a lot of financial experts predicted the closure and the downfall of the airline industry because of the economic fallout that occurred. And what happened from that, you saw more airlines emerge. You saw profits soar with companies like Southwest and Delta and American Airlines. And so they recreated themselves differently. They had to rebrand themselves, obviously. They had to regain consumer confidence, right? And so, but the airline industry didn't go away. It thrived. And I think higher ed will thrive again. I think in 2 years from now, because of the economic fallout that will occur, I think there will be a much higher demand for college degrees. The jobs that we will invent over the next 20 to 30 years will come out of this group of students that were forced to learn and create differently. I think a new normal will certainly exist, but the premise of teaching and learning will very much be the same.
I so appreciate your great perspective. I appreciate the time this morning, Dr. Hurley. And if it's okay, as we get about a month out from now, if we can get another update, I'd love to visit with you again.
Absolutely. Would love that. And let's just hope that these numbers start to slow and that we return to, you know, like you said earlier, Chris, of what fall of 2019 looks like. That would be a blessing. But we appreciate you and your coverage and all that you do for our listeners.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.